You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Good morning, everyone. You know, I want to sort of go over for just a second. I don't know if you saw this, Adora, the details of the Washington Mutual seizure last night. I mean, you talk about drama on Capitol Hill. The board was in the air when the seizure took place. The chairman of the board, Alan Fishman, was actually flying from New York to Seattle by the time the deal was brokered. He landed at the airport and learned that he had no job.
You can't make this stuff up.
No. J.P. Morgan Chase will absorb $31 billion in losses that would normally have gone to the FDIC. That's the Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation. So basically, Washington, trying to negotiate this $700 billion deal for a bailout of Wall Street, realized that if WAMU failed, they suddenly were on the hook for $31 billion in losses, which they couldn't afford. So they seized WAMU and forced J.P. Morgan Chase to buy it. Very, very interesting side story that we'll have more details on as the morning proceeds. How do you like
I'm
that?
Speechless.
You're in the air and you land and they say, sir, you don't have a job.
The largest bank failure in U.S. history.
Certainly on the minds of American voters. Dante Cheney, who we've been checking in with all campaign long, is director of the Christian Science Monitor's Patchwork Nation project. He's on the phone from Los Alamos, New Mexico. Dante, thanks for being with us.
No, thanks for having me on.
So each time we speak with you, we've been looking at the Patchwork Nation as a way of slicing and dicing the American electorate, but not using geography, actually using different kinds of categories, and also using these slices as a way of exploring issues. What's the slice you've got for us today?
Well, I thought we're going to talk about two today, which is the service worker centers. These are places that basically the high number of people working service jobs in hotels, restaurants, the hardware store, wherever. And emptying nests. These are places where they have a lot of retirees and people on the verge of retirement, people living on fixed incomes.
People living on fixed incomes who spend their days watching the financial news channels and looking at the economy going up and down and up and down. I gather the economy is probably pretty important to these two groups.
Absolutely, and in different sorts of ways. But yeah, these are places, both kinds of places where the economy is a very, very big issue, and as you might imagine, the last couple of weeks it's really grown.
Well, let's listen to Ray Sanfratello, who's the president of the South Lake County Chamber of Commerce in Clermont, Florida, which is right outside of Orlando. I think it's safe to call him in the community of emptying nests.
I have a younger family, the kids in school, and we've had to cut back on a lot of what I guess you'd call discretionary expenses. Gas prices have climbed here exorbitantly, as they have around the rest of the country, so we don't make the trucks to Orlando like we had done in the past. We're curtailing our shopping. Opportunities to go out to local restaurants are limited.
There you have it in his voice, the ripples that are going through the economy as a result of this downturn and also a financial crisis. You know, we've heard, Dante, that or at least yesterday, Andrea Bernstein was saying that voters that she was talking to and the polls seem to suggest that as this economic story unfolds, it favors John McCain. It favors Barack Obama, and at the expense of John McCain, very, very significantly. What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Doing this project and going around talking to these people, you hope you're getting some kind of representative sample. What we've seen this week, and I've been here in Los Alamos, and I've been down in El Mirage, Arizona, which is the place where it's a big immigrant community, and I've been watching the polls as you guys have, and there has just been a big switch that's gone on, and it seems to me in the last week or so, where a lot of undecideds are starting now. I don't know if it's permanent, but they're all starting to fall Obama's way, at least at the moment.
Would you say the economy is a blue issue at this point, or are there such things as red and blue issues as you see them on the Patchwork Nation quilt?
Well, yeah, red and blue issues that's a tough thing to call them. But I do think, you know, it's whatever you want to call it, it's something that's favoring Democrats right now, and obviously in large part because the Republicans are in power and Bush is in the White House, and people don't really think about the Congress. They think about the president as the person who has the power. And, you know, he's taking the blame for this. I had a very interesting experience this week where I talked to somebody in Arizona who knows McCain personally and who has been to football games with McCain and obviously who lives in McCain's home state and was sure he was going to vote for McCain as this thing started. And he's not sure anymore.
Wow. Dante, listen to Kip Ward, who's the owner of the historic Anchor Inn in Lincoln City, Oregon, one of the service workers in the Patchwork Nation.
All the people that I talk to are more frightened than just concerned. At the start of the summer, you know, we drove downtown and there was like two or three vacant store windows. And my wife and I, as we're driving downtown today, we counted 12 or 13. And that's a lot. And this is the tourist season. This is the time that people should be flourishing, not closing their doors. You know, I really suspect that as the winter goes on, that 12 vacant buildings is going to expand.
Dante, it seems as though fear is motivating people, at least in what you're seeing, to make up their minds.
Yeah, and, you know, those service worker centers are particularly interesting because these are places where these are a lot of people living on the margins. They're not wealthy. And these aren't people who have a lot of money invested in the stock market. They don't even, a lot of them, have big 401ks or anything like that. But they're the ones who are they get the trickle down effect of the recession, and they're seeing it now.
And they're seeing the abandoned windows in downtown small town America all over the country. Dante Cheney is the director of the Christian Science Monitor's Patchwork Nation project. Thanks, that was pretty fascinating, Dante.
Thank you.